As we head into training camp, there's a lot of uncertainty at both the wide receiver and tight end positions for the New York Jets.
While Santonio Holmes has targeted training camp for a possible return, the playmaker could be on the PUP list when practice commences. The Jets can't get number 10 back quickly enough, but they won't force anything that would be detrimental to his recovery. Most of the Jets receivers had a forgettable minicamp, and they'll look to rebound on the fields of SUNY Cortland. Veteran Jeremy Curley, who led the club with 56 receptions and 827 yards last season, had an uncharacteristic case of the dropsies at camp, but JK is one of the most talented slot receivers in the NFL.
All eyes will be on Stephen Hill, as the green and white really need number 84 to take a leap forward.
The 6'4", 215-pound Hill, a second-round pick from Georgia Tech in 2012, has to arrive at camp with a competitive zeal. He has all the tools to be a number 2 wideout on the pro level, but Hill still appears raw at times and needs polish. Speedy Clyde Gates was slowed by a bulky hamstring in the spring, but the Jets like his extra gear, and Gates is a sound route runner. But Gates has to prove dependable and tough when the pads come on. Rookies Ryan Spadola and Zach Rogers, and first-year player Vital Hazelton showed some promise in offseason work, and they will look to make a push here in live action. There are also some interesting names on the free agent market, including fan favorite Braylon Edwards and former Pats wideout Brandon Lloyd.
In need of more talent at tight end, New York's AFC representative inked Kellen Winslow Jr. to a deal after an impressive showing at minicamp.
Winslow Jr., who has averaged 11.1 yards on his 438 career receptions, is a natural athlete who possesses a good feel for the game. It will be interesting to see how the Jets monitor Winslow's workload this summer, because he has endured chronic knee pain in the past. If Winslow has a solid summer, he could vault past Jeff Cumberland as the Jets' top tight end on the depth chart. Cumberland, who rebounded last season from an Achilles injury, posted a career high with 29 receptions and 3 touchdowns. Australian Hayden Smith, a former rugby star, and Conrad Ruhlin, a tough blocker, also will compete for time.
If the Jets can luck out from a health perspective with both Holmes and Winslow Jr., and Hill develops rapidly, then offensive coordinator Marty Morningweg will be in a good place come September.